Lost Hollywood, and we are here again in the Julieland lair, deep, deep, deep in the, well, the madness that is Dick Avery. I'm joined here with another, well, I'm not sure what to call you psychologically yet. We're still working on it. Definitely not sociopath. You've got a little more personality than that. But I'm here with Mo Reese, and we're doing another mashup. We just can't get enough of each other. We just can't shut the fuck up.
Is this
so we keep
more
doing
with
mic.
Ash or less with Mo?
It's probably less with Mo.
I still like Mashaholics.
Mashaholics. Moshaholics.
I don't have like the
more
cool
with
Ashaholics. Yeah, I don't really have the cool Ashaholics type thing. I have like average guys. Yeah. I mean, I don't have that cool, you know, average.
Or is this
angel.
maybe the don't go there again. we call it the average Ash.
Average Ash?
Average
hey.
She's got more than an
getting
average
a little
Ash.
Average. Yeah, no, seriously, speaking of my Ash, this thing just followed me home one day and I just kept feeding it. So it's here to stay.
And where did you feed it? Directly through the butthole?
No. Fed it orally and then the things that I was putting in there just stuck. Mm-hmm. I also walked 263 stairs at least 4 to 5 times a day, which I've counted a few times.
So you live on a high rise or something?
I live on a high rise. Yes. Getting high in Hollywood.
Easier going down than coming up.
Yeah. Yes. And what are we talking about today, Mo?
I don't know. What are we talking about today, Dick?
What are we talking about today, Ash?
We are talking about award shows. People being awarded for things that probably don't even matter.
Cue the music. She's talking too long. We got to cut her.
Yeah.
Aw, don't cut me.
No.
I
agree. I mean, that's my thing with award shows. Like, in the end, I get why they happen. Mm-hmm. It's all about money. Which everything is.
Wait, how much money does the Julieland Awards get?
Tons. I've already selected this year's winners, by the way.
Oh, you have?
Yeah, it's already done.
Who's my best guest this year?
Yeah, best guest this year? I can't.
Sorry, Dr. Chantel, who was amazing last year. No.
You can't just give it
good
up. Like
but the J-Girl of the Year has been figured out. Everything's all
it's
done.
It's me. You don't have
it
to,
is
like,
not you.
J-Girl of the Year is Mo.
Yes, aww. I'll tuck it. I'll tuck it into an. Oh God, that would be the most horrifying
would you fuck
photo
me?
Shoot.
I'd fuck me.
Exactly. So
what's your favorite award show? And what's your worst award show? Do you watch the Oscars? Do you get into the Oscars kind of thing?
I used to. I really did back in the days when I had cable. And really, all I look at now are the highlights. So I don't sit through the hours of the live show, the red carpet bullshit. Who wore it better? Oh, my God, we wore the same dress. I really don't go through all of that. I like to see the bloopers, where people have fucked up, who tripped, who had a nip slip, who cried when they didn't win, Taylor Swift. I mean, I love getting the highlights. That's me.
I just love the red carpet interviews when you know the reporters are like a fucking idiot and they like ask stupid questions and to the actor or musician and there's a musician actor person's just looking at them like really like you stupid you know like it's a
George
like
Pinocchi
so
or whatever
yeah,
like for the Oscars
and they're like oh you're just so it's Pinocchi. Like this like thing where he's going you're amazing you're the best and the person's going like whatever and they publicists on the side like screaming at him freaking out.
Do they have to start the Writers Guild Award and put it towards the earlier part in the year so they don't go on strike again?
Yeah.
Is that incentive, like the AVN Awards?
Yeah.
Nice.
And have you won any AVN Awards?
I've been nominated and cock-teased every single fucking time.
So you haven't won one yet?
No, I haven't won one yet, but I keep getting better and better at collecting those nominations.
Well, you're kind of like, I think Phoenix Marie hasn't won one yet.
Really?
Yeah, put you in good company.
We're just not sucking the right dicks, man.
It's
we gotta go cock hunting.
Exactly.
You know, my movies, my POV BJ movies, I've been nominated a few times. So you suck my dick, you may be in a movie that's nominated.
Okay,
did you
wait,
win?
Hold the phone.
No, shut up.
I've had plenty
she's not Asian,
of
though.
Movies win. I have not won as an individual. Independent slut. Okay.
How long have you been in? Like 8 years?
Quite honestly, I don't need an award for being, oh my God, the best dick sucker, or oh my God, I took it up my ass so good. Like, that's not going to be stuff I'm going to be proud of when I'm like taking out my dentures telling my kids stories.
Grandkids.
So
I didn't even have these back when I was sucking dick for that award.
Did you guys ever watch like any of the dumb like smaller award shows like MTV Awards, Video Awards, shit
I usually
like that?
Watched MTV Awards because didn't they used to dump slime on people at the MTV Awards? They still
no,
do
that's,
that.
That
was
the
Nickelodeon,
Kids Awards.
Kids' Choice Awards.
Kids' Choice Awards.
I actually...
Because it's like an award show for like everything. And that's my whole joke when I started the Julie Land Awards was because I was taking the piss out of the whole idea that everybody has an award show for everything. Like this year, we should do the average awards. And you win like categories like for average sex, you should get this, you know, like
most
an award.
Average sex scene. Yeah, exactly. Best starfish. Or wait, most average blowjob. She didn't even use hands.
No, I used to watch the MTV Movie Awards and the Video Music Awards, but I when I worked at Universal back in the 90s, I got to be security along the red carpet for the Video Music Awards. Wow. And so I get to see all the celebrities go by, and you know, and it was like Marilyn Manson walking up with Rose
McGowan.
McGowan, yeah. And so that was a lot of fun. It was cool seeing it from that perspective. But I mean, for me, the Oscars. It's every year.
I went to the MTV Awards one year and got to hang out with Prince the whole time.
Prince. Charles?
The purple one.
The purple one.
Yeah. Is this the second movie or the second episode that we've talked about Prince in
some fashion?
You know,
if you really want to talk about Prince, my mom went on a date with Prince once. And
no.
And Hulk Hogan. That's how 80s awesome my mom is. Thank you.
Sure.
Hulk Hogan was an accident, though, because they were both dining alone, so he invited her to her his table.
Oh. But she really went out with Prince.
I've even seen his house, not the inside.
Can we get your mom on the phone right now? You know, mother, hello.
My mom has my mom has actually been on my radio show for me for Vivid. She called me during the AVN Awards while we were live, and I'm like, oh shit, my mom's calling me. And they're like, pick it up, pick it up. I'm like, hey mom, we're live right now at AVN, and we're just hoping that everybody out here wins because we've been working our asses off for it, literally. And she's like, oh, tell everybody good luck, and I hope you're having fun. I'm like, do you want to give any do you want to say anything out there to all the Ashaholics, all the fans? And I can't remember what she
had to say. My question to you is this: she really went on a real date.
She went on a real date with friends. I'll have to ask more of the details. But
talking to the mic.
Some people who have done 43 episodes can't talk into the mic.
And then I want to know, like,
and my hands are full.
What's your mom's name? First name?
Aaron.
Oh, okay. Because I was thinking, she was gonna say it's Nikki, and so the song "Darling Nikki" is about my mom.
No, unfortunately not. My mom looks just like me, except stretched out a little more because she's taller. She's 5'6". I'm almost a midget. And she has blonde hair and striking green eyes instead of blue. So my mom, she's still gorgeous.
But have you seen pictures of when she was young, like your age?
Yes,
was she
I
hot?
Have.
I want to see one.
Hot.
I want to see one.
She definitely had the hair going on.
Like a little Farrah Fawcett.
The like, I've feathered. Sprayed it into this position and no matter what you do, it's not going to move.
A little feathered.
She even did the, did you ever see the trick in the 80s where the women used to melt their eyeliner with a lighter and then put it on? I clearly remember my mom doing that.
I don't remember that.
My mom was a biker babe, so yeah, she's wild. God. She's cool.
Wow.
And the award for best makeup goes to Asha's mother.
Mm-hmm. Now, did you ever, you've gone to some awards, right? You've just mainly AVN and XRCO and XBiz.
AVN, XBiz, and XRCO. I've actually won an award for the Fannies. Thank you guys so much for giving me the award for the most underrated porn star. I'm so happy to accept this award of being second best all the time. Dependable. Always does a great scene, but just not fucking crazy enough to win a real award. And I'm okay with that. I like my sanity.
Not annoying enough.
Not annoying enough.
Mo, you go to award shows?
I've only been to the adult ones. And honestly, I love award shows. And so some people hate them. I love going to AVN. It's so much fun. XRCO is fine, but it's a party that nobody listens to. XBiz is fine. But AVN, I like the whole thing. It's just a fun thing. I'm never going to the Oscars.
Is there an
but the girls think they are. Have you seen those dresses? Did you see my dress this year? I was dressed like I was going to the Oscars.
But no, I mean, why not? I mean, that's the whole thing, is a lot of people beat up on the awards. And you're right, they're not important. None of it matters. But it is one time a year for everybody to get together and actually not, you know, actually, it's not about, you know, the fucking. It's like people go around, dress up, and actually put in some effort to look good.
And some alcohol.
Go through. Exactly. But, you know, I mean, it's just that one time a year. And it's like, who the fuck cares? It doesn't cost us any money to go to the award show.
No.
You go out, spend $30
unless
on a dress.
Unless you're represented by a certain agent.
Yeah.
Really?
Then it costs you quite a bit of money.
But you know what I mean? I can't beat up on it.
Is there an award you would like to win?
You know, I'm not.
Best website?
Yes.
We were nominated for that.
Yeah.
Honestly, at XBiz Awards, I put in theaveragemo.com as shameless plug, as best photo site. And it was like, you know, I mean, it's
only
Suze Randall,
if you don't call it out,
Holly.
It's shameless.
Exactly. So it's Holly. It's all these people that had it. And I think Julie Land was actually up for that. Ugh. And it's like, that honestly would be so cool. Just even to get nominated would be so cool. I mean, I don't.
Just to be nominated would be the coolest thing ever.
You
want to know what it's like to just be nominated? I'll fucking tell you about it.
I've been there.
We're all winners.
You know, Andre Madness told me that if any of my movies actually won, because it's not to me, it's right. for the movie, Asian Mouth Club 7 wins the award, he said it technically belongs to the company. I was like, you will have to pry that from my cold, dead hand. That thing is going to my home. Well, no. And he got a little serious.
Why
I was like, dude,
title,
it's not going to happen.
Like, show me your cock holster. Like, you should be getting fancy with this stuff.
Yeah.
Well, show me your cock hole.
Show me your cock holster.
Cock holster.
Like gun holster, but cock holster.
Where the baby comes from, 7.
What a small unborn civilization tastes like.
Oh my God.
Did he
oral genocide.
I told you before, I've mentioned this many times, but like Avienne sent Julie her Hall of Fame award and like 5-6 years ago, and she got in the Hall of Fame, and I said to Julie, it's like, what do you want me to do with it? She's like, just throw it away with the rest of them. And I've always kept it, though. She doesn't know to this day that I kept it, because I always tell, someday I want to surprise the shit out of her and like bring that out.
You know,
maybe at her like kids' high school graduation or something.
Oh my goodness.
For me,
just a truck, like a red wagon full of awards, like, hey Julie, look at this.
Exactly.
I have to say, for me, even like when somebody's online and looks at one of my photos and doesn't just go, oh, that's hot or something, and actually points out, or somebody listens to the show and points out specific points, it's nice to be recognized, to know that somebody took the time, listen. It's like, I don't Yelp everything. I don't go through and say how good.
Well, you don't take dick on camera, so you don't know what it's like to be recognized either, do you?
No, but
we obviously have a difference of opinion.
No, but so if somebody acknowledges it and gives an award, that means they took the time to actually bother to watch.
Mo, I'm so there. Like, anytime I get anything like, hey, that was a great picture, or I have a fan on Facebook, she always like likes everything that I post, I'm just like, wow, somebody actually takes the time out to look at what I've created. It's kind of nice, but it's just,
well,
it's
and also cause, say, Ash's fans will go through and they're looking at you and how you fuck,
right.
And so it's based off your body, things like that. You're not, I don't want to say you're not creating something. You're there that somebody else is filming and you're performing. Mm. To go through and actually create something, it's a different thing.
She creates an orgasm.
She does. But you know what I mean? It's one of those things when I go through and photograph somebody and it's somebody and they're pointing it back, that person looks hot, or this is a great photograph.
It's exactly like when the year that Bobby won Performer of the Year, she won.
She cleaned house.
Yeah, she won Website of the Year, and she won a directing thing. And she said she was most proud of the directing one.
Absolutely,
because it was like her first movie she directed. So, yeah, no, I get that. But I think that a lot of times, I just always tell people, just keep this shit in perspective.
Yeah.
Because I always say, by the following year, you ask everybody, who won this award last year? Nobody remembers.
Except for female performer and star.
I was nominated for Best Actress, which I didn't think was very difficult
for Southern Comfort.
Was it for Southern Comfort?
I don't know. That was just a question.
No, it wasn't for Southern Comfort. It was actually for my first feature role, which was No Way Out by Digital Playground. I fucking killed it. And, well...
Did you?
I lost. I'll give it...
Have you ever been nominated for Performer of the Year or Starlet of the Year type of thing?
I was best newcomer for XRCO and AVN my first year. And I was one of the first girls to be nominated within my first year for stuff like that. Now now that's a very long list.
No.
It should be like new porn smell and newcomer, like done a few scenes because it's got an interesting list. But I understand why they do it as well. You know, we have so many girls that come in and come out and there's a huge turnover rate. So the ones that stay, we're like, oh, fucking thank God for staying. Like, all of you get nominated.
No, that's, I agree. That's
the one thing I haven't been nominated for is Best Starlet. I've noticed that a lot of girls in my porn generation, I'll call it, when they got in, they've been nominated, but they also started doing other types of scenes before I did too.
Right.
I've branded my sexuality, if you will. I've branded it over a further length of time than is usually recommended, but I've done it pretty gracefully because it's been within my comfort zone, and that's all that mattered to me.
It's your body, your
exactly.
life.
Interracial anal yet?
No, not yet. Hmm. That's still on the list. Still haven't
done
a gangbang.
Interracial period?
I've done interracial.
Yeah, okay.
Yes, I have.
Why don't you like black people?
I love black people. Why are you talking about them like that? Maybe I don't like white people.
Maybe I don't like mo people.
I don't like low people.
I don't like average people.
Average people.
I don't like people who wear polos that are burnt orange.
Burnt sienna.
Sienna.
Shut up.
Longhorns orange.
So
my polo, bought at Target. Nikki Next will appreciate it.
Yes, she will. So let's talk about today's game. Today we're going to play a series of fuck, marry, kills. And you can't give me the old, oh, I don't, you know, I don't know. I can't answer that. You have to answer.
Can't you fuck them all, marry them all, prenup, and then kill them?
Well, yes, you can do that. But
what about the people we don't know? Do we just throw them
out? You still have to. And both, this is, the questions are for both of you.
All right.
Are we ready?
Game on.
Right. These are going to be some good ones.
This should be entertaining.
Because they're kind of all over the place.
Oh, shit.
they're really all over the place. All right, let's go to the first one here. And Ash, you're the lady, so you get to go first. Answer this one first and gives Mo a little time to answer it. First one is Brad Pitt, Johnny Depp, George Clooney. This is a standard.
I would fuck Brad Pitt, marry Johnny Depp, kill George Clooney.
Everybody always does that. Go ahead, Mo.
Okay, so it's George Clooney, Johnny Depp, and Brad Pitt.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck Brad Pitt. Marry George Clooney and kill Johnny Depp.
Okay.
George Clooney is a very handsome man.
Very. All right, so here's number one. Number two, I should say. The Scarecrow, Tin Man, or the Cowardly Lion?
I would kill the lion because he's a goddamn pussy. And I would marry the Tin Man. That body might be worth something one day. You never know. With metals these days.
And so
you'd
melt
fuck the Scarecrow?
Yeah, I'd fuck the Scarecrow. I'd have a nice place to lay when I'm done.
Okay, Mo?
Wow, these all seem to be male-oriented. So
we're getting there.
Honestly, because we know, I like the bigger ladies, so I don't know about the bigger men, but I'd probably fuck the lion, kill the Tin Man, and marry the Scarecrow.
All right, here's number two. Lady Gaga, Ariana Grande, Iggy Azalea.
Let's see here. I would fuck Iggy Azalea because if we get married, of course, we'll never fuck. So then I would marry Lady Gaga. And plus, like, bitch is loaded. She's just a little crazy.
Yeah.
And then who was the last one? I'm sorry.
Ariana Grande.
Yeah, she's left for whatever because I'm not sure who that is.
Because she looks like a porn star. I always say, look at her.
I know which one we're talking about now.
So go ahead, Mo. I got you girls. Go for it.
Well, you got me girls that I don't know.
How do you not know who these people are?
Ariana Grande? Is she Latin?
You think Grande?
Okay, so I'm going
to. No, she's Chinese.
I'm going to fuck the Latina. I'm going to fuck the Latina.
Starbucks. She comes from Starbucks.
You're going to fuck Ariana Grande?
I'm going to fuck Ariana Grande. The other one I don't know, I'm going to kill just because I don't know her. But Lady Gaga would be fun to be married to because that's just the circus coming to town.
How do you not know who these people
are? Not enough TMZ.
Okay. All right, here we go. Here's the next one. Ready? Count Chocula, Captain Crunch, and Tony the Tiger.
Wow, they're all gluten free. So this is great. They are. This is hard. I love chocolate, so I'm going to marry Count Chocula. I am going to. I'm sorry. We said Captain Crunch, right?
Without
Crunchberries.
Without Crunchberries.
Oh, we're fucking killing him. He's worthless without
those
berries.
I know, exactly.
What is that shit?
So
they cut your mouth without the berries. You need the berries in there to at least make it worth it. And, of course, the last.
Tony the Tiger.
Tony the Tiger, he's great.
Oh, you stole my line.
Yeah.
All right, Mo, go for it.
Yeah, definitely fuck Tony the Tiger because he is great. That line was there. Fuck you. That was good. I would. Okay, so, yeah, fuck him. Kill Count Chocula because you got nothing there. It's like can't come out of during the day, nothing. Pointless. But you definitely got to marry Captain Crunch.
But see, he's
got a boat. All right. Come on.
Here we go.
I'm pretty sure he's a legal midget.
I hope you guys.
No, I'm on a boat. That's all I care
about. I hope you guys know these three. No, ready? Nicki Minaj, Beyonce, and Rihanna.
Ugh, Nicki Minaj is my least favorite Pokemon. She can die immediately.
So you kill her.
I'm sorry, who are the other two?
Rihanna and Beyonce.
I would fuck Rihanna because I swear to God she's into some kinky shit.
Yeah.
You don't get hit and then go make a song about S&M unless you're trying to empower yourself. Like, girl, you're into that shit. Don't even try to play.
Exactly.
You said, Daddy, yes. And the
then
last...
marry Beyonce.
Well, duh. Who wouldn't fucking marry Beyonce? And she can wear the pants in that relationship. I'm totally okay with that.
Okay, Mo?
I'm in the exact same thing there.
Yeah?
Yeah, no.
You guys don't like Nicki Minaj? I used to hate her, but now I like her.
Not, oh, she's awful. No.
Really?
Not interesting at
all. All right, three more. Here we go.
Oh, three more.
Yeah.
Dun, dun, dun.
Okay, here's a good one. We're going to go Jennifer Lawrence, Vanessa Hudgens, and Selena Gomez.
I'm going to marry Selena Gomez and rub it all over Justin Bieber's face. And fuck her so good. And let's see, Hutchins.
And Jennifer Lawrence.
I'll fuck Jennifer Lawrence and I'll kill off Hutchins.
Okay. Mo?
I'd kill Jennifer Lawrence because she's just so fucking... Let's talk about overrated. That bitch is just overrated. Okay. Again, the Latina I'd probably marry. And then the third is... I don't know what she is. If I don't know them, then it's not going to hurt me when
it's
I kill them.
It's just sad that you
it's
don't.
It's just for the thrill of it.
Okay.
Bathe in their blood. Right.
He has a little bit of a sociopath, I'm seeing.
Two more. Here we go. Daniel Radcliffe, Shia LaBeouf, and James Franco.
Let's see. I would fuck Shia LaBeouf because he has no problem with recording that shit and we can make some money off of it. I'm going to marry James Franco because, well, we already know. We talked about this in the previous episode.
No.
Okay. And, kill the last.
Kill Daniel. Go ahead, Mo.
Hold on. Okay. So Shia LaBeouf, whatever, based off of Transformers, based off of Indiana Jones, based off of whatever that movie is where they ripped off the Alfred Hitchcock movie, he deserves to die.
Okay.
Die, you motherfucker. Okay. I'm sorry. That was maybe a little passionate. He ruined my childhood with Transformers, you motherfucker.
Okay.
So.
And you'd marry?
No, I'd probably fuck James Franco because, you know, he's a little. But Daniel Radcliffe. I'm going back to that Harry Potter. Of money, that dude's fucking loaded.
Okay. All right, last one.
And he's pretty.
And he's cute.
Fuck you, Ash. I'm the one getting all the dude questions. I may as well just roll with it.
I mean, yeah,
okay.
Totally.
Last one, ready? Miley Cyrus, Taylor Swift, or Taylor Momsen?
Oh, kill them all.
Thank you. I have
kill
no interest.
All.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. God, that's a toss-up. I would kill Taylor Swift and Miley. Actually, you know what? Miley seems like she'd be a pretty good fuck because she's just letting her little freak flag fly. Mm. So.
She likes balls.
Yeah. So
she likes wrecking balls.
Came in like a wreck. So I'm going to fuck Miley Cyrus and hope that crazy doesn't stick to me. Definitely kill Taylor Swift because I'm
herpes.
Tired of her crying.
Yeah.
And I'm sorry.
Marry Taylor Momsen?
I guess that's the only one left because I don't want the other two.
Okay.
Maybe I can make something good out of it.
What's a Taylor Momsen?
You don't know who she is? God,
no.
You guys are so... You guys need to watch TMZ a little
more
often.
No, I'm a little worried about their age group and you knowing who they are.
Yeah, that's a little...
Who's the dirty old man in the room?
No, but I have to say, out of all of them, Miley's definitely the one to fuck because there's a whole lot of... I mean, I don't want to stick
there's
my dick in her mouth,
but... There's a whole lot of daddy issues going on in there, so you know it's going to be good.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't know. Not in her mouth, but you stick dick in crazy. It's going to be fun.
I agree.
Another one with the nasty tongue I was talking about, remember?
Yeah. So you're saying she has a yeast infection in her mouth?
No, like, or copious amounts of drugs. I mean, she's doing perp with our shades on.
Wow. It's not a visual show, but that was awesome.
So my favorite vine of Miley Cyrus was back in her Disney days. She's like, ew, drugs are gross, and they're only for stupid people. And then it flips to her now, and she's like, up in the club doing perp with my shades on. I'm like, oh, look at you.
How they've grown.
The generation of hypocrites. Anyway, speaking of Miley Cyrus, we need to wrap this the fuck up and get out of here. Hitting it and quitting it here with Ash Hollywood. Find me on ashgirl.com, on my Twitter, Ash Hollywood, and on Instagram, Hollywood Censored. Mo, where do we find you?
You can find me on Twitter, Mo XXX, or Mox, as some people like to call me. You can listen to More with Mo, the best show in the Julieland universe, on my blog, theaveragemo.com. Average guy, not so average job. Ash Hollywood is gone, so I'll say peace out, guys.